We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com. Station.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Good afternoon. Welcome. It is a Monday week. Beginning edition of The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Bob is out today. Frankly, he may be out forever. I don't know. We're not going to see much of him this week. So today, a special guest with me today. It's going to be one of the friendliest, calmest shows we've had on here in a while, a long time, maybe ever. Pastor Mike is joining us for the show, for the entire show today, Pastor Mike.
Entire show. I'm pretty excited. This is about the average length of one of my sermons. And so
2 hours?
It'll fit in just right. It'll work just smoothly.
We're thrilled to have you, Bob, gone tomorrow. We may need you again tomorrow. You've really stepped up. We've got four interviews today, and my dad always likes to say, I'm sure a lot of people think, well, when you have somebody else on that's not Bob, you're not as confident in your skills. You just book a whole bunch of interviews. But the truth is, and this may make me look bad, I don't know, you booked all of our interviews today. Why?
Well, it's like a sermon prep. I got to be ready, and I wanted to find things that I knew I would be interested in if I was listening to the show, because you guys really do bring it. I'm not just here to butter you all up. You really do. And in spite of your banter that gets sidetracked at times, you guys are very informative, and not just about sports, but about life in general.
I don't know about that. We try to be. That's definitely the case. A lot to talk about today. We'll get to a little bit of everything. It's not Tuesday. It's not time to play the game. But maybe throughout the show today, since we only have two segments that aren't filled with interviews, I've got a game for you today. It's an appropriate game for you.
Okay.
It's a game that will line up to your strengths and abilities.
Well, then I'm really anxious. I don't know anything about it, but I'm very anxious. No. To participate.
That's the beauty of games on this show, and I know you used to occasionally listen to our Saturday show, Just Saying, with Jeff and Jamin right here on KFH when it was around. We had games. We brought in games. We told neither person about what the game was, what the subject was, what the topics were, or what it entailed. So now you're in that hot seat today.
Well, that sounds like fun. We're gonna have a good time and just celebrate it Father's Day. How was your Father's Day, by the way?
My Father's Day was fantastic. It was good. Fantastic. Might be a little bit of a stretch. It was a good Father's Day. It was a long day. We got up, went down to McKinney, Texas, where Jason Eady was performing at a nice place. This place called Hank's Texas Grill. It had a legit stage set up. I was really happy, excited for him that he got to perform on a stage that was worthy of his talents and abilities. It was in Texas, so everybody there knew him. There were a couple hundred people. It was packed. I loved it, and that was my Father's Day. I did talk to Jason Eady. He has reiterated his interest in doing a show, a podcast with me, trying to catch up. I've given him my number now 3 times. I wrote it down for him. He's seen me in person. We've had a face-to-face communication. So that can only mean good things, right?
I would think so. Either that or it was like some of the girls you date in high school. They're just being kind and kind of holding you off. Maybe,
I gave him another out. I said, if you want to put this off until, you know, after July, he's on the road for most of July. I said, if you want to put this off, great. And he said, no. I don't. This is the best time to talk. So we'll see.
Well, you're sporting a great-looking Jason Eady t-shirt.
It is a nice shirt, right?
It's a nice shirt.
I will give that money at every turn. I have no shame.
I think you should say that Aaron gave it to you. It sounds better for Father's Day. And so it would be
my wife even bought a Jason Eady shirt.
Matching?
Yeah, it's matching, but it's red.
Very good. So when you're out in the community, we can see the only two people in
That's
the state
right.
of Kansas wearing Jason
That's how,
Eady t-shirts.
Like, I've been in the media-ish, I guess, for about 17, 18 years. And I don't think out in public anyone knows who I am. And that's fine. I don't want them to. But I figure I put a Jason Eadie shirt on and go out in public, and everyone that has listened to the show will know, oh, that must be Jeff Lutz. Exactly. I've never seen a Jason Eadie shirt before.
Exactly. Better than even Jeff Lutz on your shirt. It's just to have
that's right.
Jason Eadie on your shirt.
Like anybody could be wearing a Jeff Lutz shirt.
That's right.
But very
exactly.
few people in Wichita especially are going to be wearing Jason Eadie
thinking,
shirts.
I'm thinking that's a pretty safe bet. But you're good. You feel good about it, and so maybe we're just working down the road. As soon you'll be his promotions manager or something along that line. Yeah.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, just could hold down another job. That's what you need. Is
why not
another job for sure?
Just fill the time, right?
There you go, exactly, and make your papa proud.
Absolutely. I want to ask you about your Father's Day too. Let's run down the show real quick. 869-1240 is. Don't look at me when I'm saying this, Pastor Mike. But it's the Twin Peaks Scenic Views hotline. I don't want to. Bringing any brimstone while we're on the show today.
No problem.
So you're good. You offset the Twin Peaks stuff, right? So we should be okay.
I'm a guest there periodically when you have some event there, and but that's all. Just when you have an event there.
Thank you. Me too. Same. Yeah. Only when we have events there. Four interviews today. But again, Pastor Mike went to the trouble, the great lengths to book all of these. I appreciate his services. And his effort for doing that. 425 Washburn basketball coach Bob Chipman. Now, Pastor Mike, it's June 17th. It's Monday. We're not even close to college basketball season. Why in the world would we be having Bob Chipman on the show?
Well, I was trying, if I could, to get the U.S. Open winner, Gary Woodland, to come on our show. But he said that it's associated with Bob, and so he would not come on. But he said, or I couldn't get a hold of him, but my contact said, why don't you talk to his coach who coached him in basketball when he learned he wasn't a Division I basketball player and made the decision to go to golf. And so coach is going to talk about that year of him playing basketball and when they played KU and then the discussion of him leaving Washburn, going to KU, and now the rest of the story, U.S. Open champion.
Yes, absolutely. Gary Woodland wins his first major yesterday, the U.S. Open championship, holds off Brooks Koepka and a host of others, and extremely exciting for us folks here in Kansas to see one of our own win the U.S. Open. It doesn't happen every day.
Very good.
440 Ken Canfield. I've written down his title. I hope it's still relevant and accurate. He's the founder of the National Center for Fathering. He's also a Wichitan. He graduated from Friends University, where he got his bachelor's degree. What will Ken Canfield be here to talk to us
Ken
about?
Ken is also a 71 graduate of Southeast High School.
There you go.
Here in Wichita. So he's a Golden Buffalo. And a good friend of mine has headed the National Center for Fathering. Actually worked in the for the Clinton administration for a little while.
Excellent.
And he talks about the relationship of fathers and sons. And so I thought it could be somewhat cathartic to have him on. And
why not, right?
And we'll just let Bob listen to the podcast. But specifically talking about being a sports and fathers and sons and how important that could be, and Father's Day weekend and kind of reviewing that, thought we'd bring in an expert on fathering to reinforce some of those things for all the dads out there that are listening.
Even though I don't know if you saw my dad's Facebook post yesterday talking about he could learn a thing or two about my fathering, I think that probably overstated it. So I think we can get some tips from Ken on how I can become a better father. You're probably a finished product in that regard. So
I enjoy it a lot. In fact, we do a lot of work with parents, and so one of my passions is helping dads. We certainly need good dads today. I think they'll make a difference in our world. So hopefully, like you said, get a couple of tips from my friend Ken.
No question. 525, we'll talk to Mark Bell. He's the father, right? Not the uncle. Mike's the uncle. Mark's the father.
Right.
He's the father of Blake Bell, who's been in Chiefs minicamp to start the late spring and summer. We'll talk to Mark about how his son Blake is doing as he tries to earn a tight end spot with the Kansas City Chiefs, and get a look at the early makings and goings-on of Chiefs camp as they get set to try to improve upon their outstanding season last year.
And he's number two on the depth chart, so it's not talking about just somebody maybe hanging on. I think he's got a chance to play a lot of minutes, playing double tight end with Travis Kelce, and help us as we go to win the Super Bowl. And
there you go, right?
That's the plan.
That's the he might be Super Bowl MVP.
Could be. Who knows?
He may have a Fred Van Vliet-like role in the Kansas City Chiefs' run through the playoffs.
How awesome would that be?
Wouldn't that be amazing? Two Wichitans?
That'd be something. We were just talking about how cool Fred Van Vliet is, and he just got that cool factor, and congratulations to Fred. I know us Wichita State fans feel a part of that because he's such a part of our community.
Fred Van Vliet is amazing. He's magnetic almost in his personality, the way he plays. When he's talking, I don't know if you saw his press conference I think it was last night.
Yes, yeah.
Talking about Kawhi Leonard. No one on earth could have put that situation in more like sensical terms than Fred Van Vliet did.
Yeah, and and the media's picked up on it, national media. I mean, it's just clear that they see that it factor that he has, and it's really blossomed. I mean, we saw it at Wichita State when he was not drafted. We were hoping he'd do well, but man, he just burst through the scene like a fireball here in these last, at least during the finals for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And finally, at 5:40 today, we'll talk with Kyle Lindstedt, former coach at Sunrise, former Wichita State assistant, now an assistant at the University of Minnesota, still has that Sunrise pipeline working. Are we going to get Buddy Hield?
Well, we are working on getting Buddy. We got to get through his agent. Of course, Buddy played there at Sunrise. And actually, Kyle and I coached together back in the late 90s, early 2000s. And I was joking with Jeff. I did have a much better record than Kyle.
Oh, absolutely. It's not a coincidence either.
Exactly. But I decided to stay around Wichita just to hang around you guys and listen to the radio.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
It could be
you at the University of Minnesota right now.
Exactly. I could be a Golden Gopher.
What kind of coach would you be in the Big Ten?
I would be one of those guys, be a bruiser, I think, like a Wisconsin team. I like that. I always told our girls, I said, we had 12 girls, and I said, listen, we all have 5 fouls, so 60 fouls doesn't bother me. And so that was
if
how
we end the game with one player, that's
it
great.
It doesn't matter. And there were
got
times
59
we were
fouls,
down. Exactly.
Use one more.
Exactly.
I like that. So, yeah, the physical style for
Pascal. Very much.
I wouldn't have guessed more hands-off, gentle.
Yeah, no, our girls, this is a true story. My first game as head coach, I was telling the girls to be tough and not worried about fouls. And they were probably a little too tough because, seriously, the team that had beat us the previous year, at the halftime of the game we played them the next year, the coach came out and said, we quit. And they walked off the court. And
wow.
I only played one half. And I kind of felt bad. Not real bad, but I did feel a little bad.
Bad enough.
We beat them up just a little too much.
Did you ever go to the Newton tournament with that club?
I think so.
Yeah, I covered the Newton tournament a lot when Sunrise was there.
Yeah, we would go to those tournaments. I enjoyed playing those. And, again, with it not being Acacia School, we had lots of freedom that we could. I think our 1 year we played 40 games or so. It was just a lot of fun and really
and
enjoyed it a lot.
And you could put 23-year-olds on the team if you wanted to.
Exactly,
Sunrise.
We had all kinds of things. We were paying them. It was just
Chance
great,
Lindley played there until he was 35. Everything was good.
We kept moving it back for him. I mean, we did, indeed. So.
Why wouldn't you want Chance Lindley to be on your team?
The guy was a shooter.
Absolutely.
You know, he just handing the ball, and he could shoot. You know, he's almost as good as your dad.
It's hard to be
imagine.
That good.
Yeah,
he's probably never gone 17 for 17 in a practice.
Yeah,
I'll
and
tell
I'm
you
sure
that about
all
Chance.
Coaches, I coached, and you're aware, too, what coach would keep track of how many three-pointers they make in a practice?
Who
no
would
offense,
do that?
Bob, that doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
It is just ridiculous.
I think that story is about as it's not real. There's no accuracy.
There's no way that it can be.
Well, it's what
real.
We call in the business fake news, Pastor.
Well, probably so, and I'm somewhat familiar with that.
Absolutely. How was your Father's Day, by the way? You're not a golf fan, so you weren't catching the U.S. Open?
I did not. I was watching the Royals, of course, as my faithfulness would call for. So I do enjoy that and have my kids. My grandkids, being a grandpa, nothing like being a grandpa. I got three little granddaughters. They love me and jump on me. And so it's a real neat thing that you can look forward to here when Aaron gets married and has
kids. I don't
want
to look forward to that. I'm only 36 years old. I'm as vital and vibrant as anyone could possibly be. I'm not ready to be a grandpa. My mom used to tell me I'm not ready to be a grandma. So I'm not
you
ready to
take that
grandpa.
On as well. But your dad's doing a pretty decent job, isn't he?
He's doing
he?
All right.
Yeah, he seems to, even though he doesn't show up for some of her stuff.
Well, he's a busy, busy man.
Yeah.
He's got League 42 duties to attend to.
Exactly, and he's got places to go to try to – get people to give him money for that program, which is a worthwhile program. So in spite of your dad being involved in it, it's a worthwhile
program. If you want to say hello to Pastor Mike, is this your first time ever hosting any radio program?
You know, I actually did it back in the morning show one day when Bruce was gone, and Bob and I did it with Kim Taylor. Bob, Kim Taylor, and I.
How'd that go?
Well, I thought it went very well, but we found out nobody was listening. But
that's
it seemed really
maybe
well.
Maybe nobody's listening today.
And that could be the
case. Our families are, maybe.
Yeah, I announced it from our pulpit, and so there'll probably be some homer calls that might come in later. So just watch for those.
We were supposed to have Earl on today, but Earl, for some reason, when he called the other day and I asked if he wanted to join the three-man booth with you and I, he later said he thought we were joking. What in the world, Pastor Mike? How?
Yeah, because Earl, I mean,
he thought we were doing a radio bit.
Well, at least the studio won't smell as bad, but it's still.
That's true.
You know, you would think he'd want to come in and share all of his knowledge of the Chiefs, and then he does those impressions that maybe we could get him to do.
Yeah, I don't know. Those seem a little bit off color.
It might be. So, and I guess we just have to settle for your Bob Hunger. This is how we're going to be having a good show today without Earl. It's going to be fine. And we're going to be
is that Bob or is that me?
I don't know. I think it's probably you doing Bob. So
that makes sense.
Yes.
So the Royals played the Twins over the weekend. The Twins lead my Cleveland Indians, who are really vying for a wild card spot probably at this point, a 10-game lead in the American League Central. The Twins are really good. I hope my dad's not listening when I say that. They're obviously really good. They hit a ton of home runs. Their lineup is great. They're not the best team in the American League, even though they have, I think, the best record still. And they have a huge division lead. Did anything impress you about the Twins as you got to look at them over the weekend?
Well, that's what I was telling you before the show started. I mean, they're good, obviously. Their record proves it and what your records taste. But they didn't seem overwhelming. If the Chiefs can hold their own, if the Royals can hold their own on them, that shows that they can't be that superior. And I'm like you, I think the Astros, in my opinion, would be the best team.
Well, and the Yankees, now that they've added Edwin Encarnacion, when they're healthy, they have Encarnacion, Judge, Stanton, Torres, Sanchez. I know I'm leaving people out, but their lineup is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
When they become healthy, and I don't know when Aaron Judge is coming back. Stanton is supposed to return tomorrow to that lineup, and now you have the AL home run leader in Encarnacion, the guy who's led the American League in home runs for most of the year in Sanchez, and then two of the most prodigious home run hitters of the last 5 or 10 years in Stanton and Judge. Who's going to pitch to that lineup?
Yeah, man. The ERA is going to be.
Besides the
points.
Indians, of course.
Yeah, and you got your pitcher coming back.
Yeah, so Clevinger's back. Still Kluber and Carrasco are hurt. It's not been a fun year for what I thought would be one of the best starting pitching staffs in recent memory. Hasn't necessarily turned out that way. They're still pitching well, not historically well, but they're above water. They're 4 games over .500, the Indians.
There you go. So you got something to hang your hat on, so maybe they can get that wild card taken care of for you.
There you go. The other big thing today, Taylor Swift came out with a new song.
I heard you listen to it.
I was trying to get Max to play it 4 times on the show today. He decided again. He won't even play it once for me. It's called You Need to Calm Down, and it's a fantastic song, Pastor Mike, with a great message. I think we could all learn something from it.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, even somebody that, it's a little young for you. I would think that
Taylor Swift's 30. I'm only 36.
Yeah,
we're not too far apart.
You think Aaron would be the one that would say, hey, Dad, listen to this rather than vice versa.
Yeah, you think, but I've always liked Taylor Swift from the very beginning when she was putting out Should Have Said No and Our Song is a Slamming Screen Door and Tim McGraw. I've always liked these songs. And as she's progressed into a different kind of sound from country to pop and pop country, I've always liked Taylor Swift. I guess that might be a guilty pleasure, but I'm not afraid to admit it. I've got my Jason Eadie underground, nobody knows, independent musician thing going. I should be able to like Taylor Swift.
You know, Taylor Swift has actually made a visit to Intercom Studios when they were just starting off, and my son got his picture with her. So he always said that was who he is dating. He put that on his Facebook page.
Well, we've got her guitar out there, too.
There you go.
A guitar and a plaque. Do we have a call here? It's hard to tell. We may have a call.
I'm ready if they're ready. So
yeah, we're
ready to
maybe
roll.
Max might be working on that.
Sure, no problem.
All right, let's go to the phones before we go to a break and click that button. We should be good. Brent, you're up first on the drive today with Pastor Mike and Jeff Lutz. How are you?
I'm outstanding. How are you guys?
Oh, we're doing so well today. It's a Monday.
You know, you got Pastor Mike on today, so I'm thinking, are you even going to bring Bob back?
It's Brent Chemnitz. What in the world, Brent? You've never called our show before, have you?
Only when you guys are on.
This is good stuff, right? Is this about as good as it's ever been when you haven't been on the show, too?
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Pastor Mike, I mean, that's just good karma. Good job, guys.
Thank you.
Speaking of karma, what in the world? I mean, you have, I'm sure it's all on you that you brought Wichita State baseball back into prominence. And so I wanted to congratulate you on that because, man, look at the lineup. Lauren Hibbs was on the other day, and Eric and Mike. And this is a team that I'm just penciling in going to Omaha right now. So
be careful, Pastor Mike.
Thank you, Brent.
You know what's funny is we had lunch today with Eric Mamie, one of our big, longtime boosters, donors, great friend. And it was me, Eric Wedge, and Eric Mamie, and we were talking about that. You know, Wedge is like, all right, I'm thrilled that everybody's excited. Everybody's, you know, the city of Wichita, and people that follow Wichita State baseball, and actually people nationwide have, you know, a little bit of a wow factor. So that's good stuff, obviously. And we don't want to, you know, tap the brake, so to speak, because you like that. You want to sell tickets. You want people to, you know, get back involved. But Wedge is like, all right, let's keep our expectations in check right now. But I told him, I go, dude, I'm the promoter. That's your deal. I'm just going to say, yeah, it's going to be exciting. We're going to win. But in reality, It'll take a little while. He's excited every day. He's, you know, learning a little bit more about the college game. And then, as you said, to me, it was a home run hire to get Lauren Hibbs to come back.
No doubt.
Yep.
Do you want to tell us who's going to fill that last assistant coaching position while you're on the air with us?
Breaking news.
You know, it's funny. One more comment about Scooter. I was so jacked. You know, I was involved in the conversations. Obviously, it's Eric's call, but I was involved in those conversations. And just the thought of having him with 27 years head coaching experience. He was the assistant here when we won the national championship, played in the finals in 82 against Miami. So, you know, you talk about checking all the boxes and bringing you college experience. He's going to be so valuable. So that was a great hire. As you know, Mike Pelfrey's staying on board, so I was thrilled about that. The other assistant position, it's funny because my phone is absolutely blowing up, and I make it very clear this is 100% Eric Wedge's call. I don't need a bunch of guys mad at me, like thinking, hey, dude, I thought you were going to get me that job. So
exactly.
I defer that one immediately.
Absolutely.
When people send me text calls, and it's happening every day. But that's fun. I mean, people want the job. It's a great job.
Hey, well, the real question I have is, are you going to be going into the homes of these seniors and giving motivational speeches to bring them to Wichita State and give them one of your DVDs? That's what I want to know if you're going to.
Well, actually, it's a CD.
Oh, that's right. Sorry, yeah. CD.
Anybody that knows my new world, and Jeff is all about this, I'm in the Twitter world now.
Of course. You and OJ.
You and OJ, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Exactly. I just heard that. But I was the last guy to give in. All my buddies are giving me such a hard time because I was all over them for years about being on Twitter. But I love it. It's fun. And Wedge did, you know, to get back to the, are you going to go into homes? He asked me a few years ago when I moved over to Coke Arena 3 years ago. He was, you know, involved with the minor league system with Toronto. And he was picking my brain about going into pro ball and checking my interest. And I said, you know what? I'm flattered. Thank you. But I think I'm going to love my new role. And as you guys know, because you've heard me say it many times, I absolutely love doing what I do now. So now when somebody says, you know, are you interested in getting back into coaching? I have no chance out of my mouth before they finish their sentence. It was a great run. It was fun. I wouldn't trade it, but just having a blast in my new role.
Well, I appreciate you calling in, getting up from your nap, and giving us a call today. That was so nice of you, and I appreciate it a great deal.
Nailed it. I mean, I have my routine. I just had to push on my nap time for you.
I appreciate
it. I get
that.
In my nap, and then I get my Bang energy drink, and then I'm ready to go. So when you guys ask me to be on, no brainer.
Well, very
I'm
going
to call you guys. I'm going to give you hopefully some energy. But good for you doing the show today, Pastor Mike. You're going to kill it. I know you will.
Well, I appreciate it. Yeah, you. When I talked about who I could talk to, you came to mind. And so I thought, well, I got to just drop that little hint. And I told Jeff, I said, man, we could just fill this up with all of my friends in one show, but then that wouldn't add to great sports talk. But somebody that covered the bill of being a friend and a sports icon as yourself just right. So very good.
Thanks, Brent.
You've always been very kind to me, so thank you for that.
Hey, feel free to check in hour number two if you want to.
Yeah, well, that's where I'm getting my nap in.
All right. Okay, sorry.
See you, Brent.
Nap,
thank
man.
You.
Thanks for calling.
There goes Brent Chemnitz, the assistant associate athletic director for outreach at Wichita State. Of course, former longtime pitching coach under Gene Stephenson.
Have you seen his job description, by the way? I just wonder what it really entails.
That's what it entails right there, coming on radio when thousands and thousands are listening and espousing the greatness that is Wichita State and Wichita State athletics.
And how to be a better person.
No doubt about it. Let's take a break now. We'll come back and we'll talk to Washburn University basketball coach Bob Chipman, who coached Gary Woodland, who tried his hand at basketball at Washburn before going over to Kansas to play golf for the Jayhawks. So Bob Chipman, when we return, Pastor Mike, Jeff Lutz, it's The Drive on a Monday on KFH.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.